So your story for ProPublica had a lot of really shocking details about Mark Kilmer and the impact he's had on the lives of domestic violence victims and victims of abuse. Tell me about some of these details and what you are able to uncover about these cases.
Yeah, I'm glad you asked the question of some of the details of the stories, because there were several parents who had worked with Kilmer who had shocking, shocking stories of their interactions. And I detailed two of those stories within the article. I mean, these two cases just literally blew my mind. You know, Alina's story. Alina is a 16-year-old whose family was assigned to be interviewed by Mark Kilmer after she was assaulted by her father. And Mark Kilmer basically said that the father's criminal assault was an aberration and that he otherwise had great parenting skills. And that's a quote. Mark Kilmer recommended that her dad continue to have control over her life.
Just to give listeners a feel for the nature of the assault that we are talking about, the hospital reported that her father had yanked a gold chain that Alina was wearing around her neck so hard that it looked like someone had tried to strangle her.
Yes, that was what the child welfare professional who examined her afterwards identified it as. And yeah, so that's the story that leads my article. So the other case was a mom who was concerned that her toddler had been sexually abused by the dad. And it wasn't only the mom who was concerned. I found police records. A social worker had called in and reported suspected abuse, child sexual abuse for this 2-year-old girl with the local police. And despite the fact that this case was never closed, when Kilmer was appointed to determine what was going on in this case and who should receive custody, he didn't even contact the police investigator who was looking into whether or not this little girl had been sexually assaulted by the father. There was no record that he had even tried to speak with them about it. Further, in his recommendation to the court, Kilmer wrote in all capital letters that if the mom continued to bring her daughter for physical examinations because she was concerned that child sexual abuse could be taking place, that Kilmer would actually advise that the court restrict her parenting time further.
Wait, so the toddler was still allowed to go to her father's house despite like the criminal investigation?
Yes. I mean, to this day.
So you actually sat down with Kilmer and he was tremendously candid with you. He couldn't comment directly about the cases, but he had some incredibly shocking quotes about his philosophy and how he thinks about his role in the system and his choices. Can you tell me some of these quotes? Some really stood out.
Yeah, I mean, I think when you leave an interview, certain quotes stand out in your mind. The quote that just was blaring in my mind was, quote, "Just look at my resume, right? It's like, look at what I've done and who I am and what I've been trying to put together for myself. Do you think beneath all of this, I'm some kind of monster?" And I think what I heard in several different forms from Kilmer is that if a father presents a certain way, then it is unbelievable that he could have committed crimes that a spouse or child is saying that he committed. That exact same thought comes up again. This is a quote from Kilmer. "People come in and say, you know, this person has been terrible to me for 17 years, and you've just been hanging in there all that time, and you had 5 kids. How is it really that bad all that time?" So it was very surprising to hear that point of view reflected so blatantly from somebody who's a professional in this field working with victims.
I don't understand why there aren't any checks and balances. I mean, Colorado passed a law and it came into effect January of this year for this exact purpose, to train people in the court dealing with domestic violence and victims of abuse. It also required that the court vet PREs like Kilmer. So I guess, you know, isn't there a standard that PREs have to meet in order to still be considered an expert, or what point is an expert no longer an expert?
Well, I mean, I think that's a very good question. The answer right now is no. There are options for judges to take place in additional training, but many don't opt to engage in those sessions. Some do, but many don't. And the pushback against it is that people are very concerned that being trained in domestic violence and child abuse could bias judges in a way.
How would that happen?
I mean, it is a national conversation taking place in a lot of states. But in answer to your question, there's not a lot of mandatory education and training in these issues that court personnel have to go through. It's actually only in a very select number of states, including Colorado, where there's any sort of mandatory education for court personnel. And that's, once again, only as of January 2022. And it's interesting to note that several PREs actually resigned in protest after legislation was passed that they required additional training and supervision by the courts. I actually quote from one of them in my story. He was a PRE who worked in Colorado for decades, Bill Fife, after legislation was passed last year. He left the field in protest and many left along with him. This is not an issue that's exclusive to Kilmer, and it's not an issue that's exclusive to Colorado. These views that particularly women, though not exclusively, but particularly women make up abuse allegations in order to influence a court system in their favor are widespread and shockingly widely accepted by judges. I have another story in the works that I think is going to create a small earthquake because it's about a custody dispute that's taking place in real time. And in that story, I'm going to specify the judge who took a very active role in this case. It's going to be just as shocking, if not more, than this story.
Well, I'm looking forward to reading it. Hannah, thank you so much for talking with me today and for all of your reporting.
Of course. Thank you. And I look forward to talking again after the next story comes out.
Hannah Dreyfuss is a reporter for ProPublica. Her most recent reporting looks at Colorado's broken family court system. Since releasing her article on Mark Kilmer, he has been suspended from the court system. For updates like this one and more, you can follow Hannah on Twitter. For that link and links to her ongoing reporting, visit news.kgnu.org. For KGNU, I'm Alexis Kenyon.